Developing tonight, a Kelly File investigation into new allegations of a bank forcing a gun shop out of business. Even after the feds admitted their involvement in the controversial program and agreed to cut it out. Trace Gallagher reports. Trace?
Megan, Operation Choke Point was created by the Obama administration to choke out businesses it finds objectionable, like gun shops, casinos, and tobacco sellers. The way it reportedly worked is that banks and other financial institutions were pressured by the Department of Justice and the Federal Insurance Deposit Corporation, or FDIC, to cut off accounts for certain businesses. After Congress challenged the feds on Operation Choke Point, the chairman of the FDIC acknowledged the program might have been misunderstood and misapplied. And then agreed to reverse course. By this Wednesday, Congress wants the feds to provide documents to prove that certain businesses are no longer being bullied. And yet a few weeks ago, the owner of American Gun and Pawn in Central Florida got a letter from SunTrust Bank saying that all of his accounts would be closed. There was no explanation except that, quoting here, there are circumstances where we will identify a specific account relationship that no longer meets these criteria. The owner, Steve Champion, had no idea what the criteria was, but when he called SunTrust, he says he quickly found out. Listen.
When I called one of their people that answered the phone, you know, first thing in the morning, could have been some kind of clerk or something, said, oh, you got one of the gun letters. These are going out to a lot of different, you know, gun shops around the country. So I can't say for sure that's the reason, but it sure sounds suspicious to me.
So we called SunTrust, and a spokesperson told us that the reason Mr. Champion's accounts were closed is because part of his business is a pawn shop, saying, quoting again, any suggestion that this is a firearms issue is inaccurate.